The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
Now, the Cabinet are expected to appoint Robert Watt to the job of Secretary General of the Department of Health on a permanent basis within the next fortnight. Our reporter Barry White joins us now. Hi, Barry. This is causing a lot of controversy.
Hi, Kieran. Good evening. Yeah, it is causing controversy. And it's because, well, Robert Watt has been in the role on an interim basis at the Department of Health since January, after serving as Secretary General of the Department of Public Expenditure for almost a decade. Now, this is proving controversial because it was announced that the new Secretary General at the Department of Health would earn a salary of €292,000 a year. That's more than any other civil servant here, and it will represent an increase of €81,000 compared to what Robert Watt was being paid for doing the role on a temporary basis. Now, I have contacted the Department of Public Expenditure regarding this increase today, and they say that the post of Secretary General in the Department of Health is a highly complex one with a very challenging brief, particularly so in the midst of a global pandemic. They also say the role will require an individual with the ability, ambition and experience to take on this large portfolio, with a department of almost 600 staff and 19 non-commercial state bodies, including the HSE and a sector employing over 125,000 people. And given that, they say they have to attract the best global candidate, and that's why there's going to be an increase in the salary. However, Newstalk's political correspondent Sean Defoe says it remains to be seen if this increase will be money well spent by the government.
So he would be on a basic salary of €292,000, and that's an increase of €81,000 on his current salary and on the salaries of Secretary Generals that have been would be there. Robert Watt is actually on one of a few Secretary Generals on the old scale. He was one of four appointed in 2011 on an old system that had quite a few more perks than the more recent appointees would have got. One of those, including a lump sum whenever he does leave of half a year's pay, which would obviously be in excess of €100,000 in this case, extra years of service to bump up their pension. So it is a very lucrative job, not only in the salary, which is jumping by an eye-watering amount, but before that even, there was a very significant pay scales for Secretary Generals. Interestingly, though, there has been a view in Deeper for a while that it's not enough, that they are struggling to attract top civil servants, even with a starting salary of €200,000 and more, with all the other things that come with the job. And the Public Service Pay Commission said that the pay for top civil servants should be reviewed only in 2019. And so this seems to be the follow-on from that, that because health is such a big job, they're justifying this extra price tag to it.
And Sean, obviously, this is a controversial appointment. There's been a lot of criticism because of the €292,000 salary. But is the new Secretary General, is he worth this money?
Is he worth it? I think only time will tell that. I mean, if he does come in and does a fantastic job and manages to reform the health service and turn it around from where it's been over the last few years, then you'd have to say, yeah, if someone can come in and do that and drive that change, then absolutely, that is probably worth the extra salary. But that's a huge if and a huge ask. And, you know, you have to look at some of his record. Has it been entirely unblemished? No, in the last while. He's been one of the big pushers behind the public service card, which has mired itself in all sorts of controversy and difficulty over the last number of years. One of his big issues when he came into the department was reform in terms of procurement, and yet he has been in the Department of Public Expenditure that ultimately has stood over the likes of the National Children's Hospital, which was an absolute procurement disaster and is going to cost billions of euro as a result, and things like the National Broadband Plan, which has ballooned to a price tag of possibly €5 billion. Now, Robert Watt has been critical of both of those individual prospects, but if you take the view that when it comes to public spending, the buck stops with the top civil servant, then the buck for that would actually have had to stop with him.
All right, Sean Defoe, our own political correspondent there. Barry, the opposition, as you'd expect, up in arms about this. There's also, I understand, though, some discomfort within government.
Yeah, well, Sinn Féin claimed the appointment of Robert Watt as Secretary General of the Department of Health would have the hallmarks of an old-fashioned stroke, while the Social Democrats has queried whether the imminent appointment of Robert Watt was always a fait accompli. They also say that a salary bump of this magnitude sets a precedent, which may have ramifications for the pay rates of other senior civil servants if they demand parity. But yeah, Kieran, there has also been criticism of a disappointment from within Fianna Fáil. And one of those who has been critical is Sligo Leitrim TD Mark McSharry.
It's wholly wrong. This isn't about the individual themselves. It's not about personalities or qualifications. It's about the process and procedures that are being followed. It is simply not acceptable, the level of proximity that exists between the senior civil servants who have struck this increase of salary of 81,000, the top level appointments committee, and then government effectively accepting it as a fait accompli. I mean, 292,000 is not the going rate for a position like this. The recruitment process doesn't stand up to credibility. I don't know who applied or how many applied or indeed if anybody applied.
An €81,000 pay increase, almost €300,000 a year, over 5 years is the contract that is agreed. At a time when a lot of people have lost their jobs during COVID-19, is this another massive own goal by the government?
There's no question about it that if governments stand over this appointment, I've called on them since it emerged not to proceed, including right up to yesterday, communicating with the Taoiseach and the Minister for Public Expenditure not to proceed with this. I think it's wrong. It hasn't followed any pay agreements. It hasn't followed any negotiations that are normally done. I mean, the higher civil servants and politicians and all are all set independently through the pay agreements. This is not. So what you have in effect here is a process, and they'll say it followed a process and it's above board. Just because it followed a process, just because it was approved by a minister, does not make it correct. And that is my problem with it. We cannot stand over processes like this.
All right, Mark McSharry there, the Sligo Leitrim Fianna Fáil TD. Barry, you've been having a look at what other civil servants in similar positions are paid in the UK.
Yeah, so by way of comparison, I've been looking at the salaries of the highest paid civil servants in the UK, as you say. So the Permanent Secretary of the Department of Health and Children in the UK, who is responsible for over 2,160 staff, as opposed to the 600 staff in the Irish Department of Health, is paid €170,000 annually, while the CEO of the NHS, which has 1.4 million staff, is on €241,000 a year. However, the NHS head took a 10% pay cut recently during COVID-19. So the new Secretary General will be paid higher than his UK counterparts. And it seems this appointment will not go down well with the Irish public. An Ireland Thinks Irish Mail on Sunday poll yesterday showed that just 9% of the public thought that Mr. Watt's pay increase would be appropriate. And these people in Dublin told me that they don't think anyone should be getting a 40% pay rise currently.
I know the name, I don't know a whole lot about him, but I just think there's a lot in the government of people being made, put into positions with no transparency as to what's happening or why they were getting the job and who else was going for the job as well.
Is now the time for anyone in any position to be getting an €81,000 pay increase?
Absolutely not. You know, sir, why 81,000 on top of an already big salary? So I think we have enough debt in the country and we're mounting the debt every day. So why are we giving huge increase pay increases?
Do you point them all at that type of money? I mean, they're all overpaid. We've too many of them. Personally, I think we've too many. They're all on too much money.
And do you think anybody's worth an €81,000 pay rise?
No. No, not them and any of them. I mean, what are we, 14, 15 months into this, and they're still making the same mistakes they made in the beginning of it. So they're not learning, they're not doing anything. And it's people that's on the ground that's suffering. So
Robert Watt, do you know who he is?
I've read about it now. I wouldn't know a whole lot about him, but I've read a little bit about it, yeah.
And have you read how much he's going to be paid in his new position?
Yeah, he's getting a substantial increase now from what I can gather.
An €81,000 increase?
Yeah, I think it's outrageous in this state. You know what's going on in the country at the moment, and you know, there's no need for it. You know, you become very sceptical with the government, like we all have, a lot of us have.
Have you suffered during the pandemic? You're a taxi driver?
Oh, God, yeah. 80% down, I'd say, you know.
You're 80% down,
about that,
whereas
yeah.
This person, Robert Watt,
he's getting a nice little increase.
Is going to be getting a 40% increase.
Yeah, oh, it's shocking. It smacks the jobs for the boys. Now, I don't know if that's the case or not, but that's what it smacks of, you know.
And finally, Barry, you've been speaking to student nurses as well about this.
Yeah, predictably, they're not happy. And I suppose a lot of student nurses, Kieran, have yet to receive the pandemic grant of €100 a week during their unpaid placements in hospitals, despite this being agreed at the start of the year. Although the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation have told me that all student nurses should receive this payment soon. And these student nurses and nurses told me that they feel insulted when they see the new Secretary General of the Department of Health getting an €81,000 pay increase.
Personally, it makes me feel quite like unwanted and forgotten about, considering we do so much work for the HSE. Like, people always tell us that we're students, you know, you're not workers, you're not staff. But like, realistically, if you would ask any one of my patients, they'd probably say that, like, they'd probably even think I was staff to begin with. They wouldn't see me as like a student, they'd see me as like a worker and a carer. So having someone getting that big of a pay rise, it's hurtful. It is actually quite hurtful, considering how much work we do. And like, we're just asking for a basic kind of financial aid, or just like enough to help us live and get through college. But to seeing someone getting that high of a pay rise and then us kind of struggling to just get by, to go into an industry that the wage isn't even that high to begin with, just kind of... It is quite hurtful, and it makes me feel quite forgotten about.
The €100 per week, we haven't seen a cent of that just yet, to be honest. We're still waiting, mostly to see what the crack is with that. Just to elaborate on the €100, if you put that into hours, we work 36 hours a week. And for €100 per week, that's only $2.77 an hour, what we're getting. And we're working alongside patients. We're saving lives when we're out there. We're not just kind of doing, just sitting back and relaxing and watching. We're actually being hands-on and a part of the workforce. And the secretary increase, to be honest, I was fairly hurt about that now, not going to lie, because they can prioritise what they're spending on, to be honest. And that increase for the head of the department, honestly, is it necessary? I really don't think so.
It is pretty galling that the government can fork out a salary of that scale to the new Secretary General of the Department of Health. They're basically rewarding him for work that he hasn't done yet. His pay increase alone of 80,000 would pay two nurses' salaries. And here we are, we've been the backbone as nurses of the Irish health system for so many years, working under incredible pressure and strain, not only during the pandemic, and we're still waiting for a tiny increase that was agreed after the last strike. Perhaps he's a very competent man, maybe he is, but I'd rather wait and see if he reforms our system before rewarding him with that outlandish salary. It just shows how skewed our government's priorities really are.
Barry White, our own reporter there, speaking to student nurses and others about the proposed appointment of Robert Watt as Secretary General at the Department of Health and a proposed salary increase to €292,000. Barry, thanks a million for that. Stay with us here on The Hard Shoulder. Back in a minute.